Skagway's police chief departed abruptly this week, and the Haynesboro hired a new pool manager. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. The stories and more are up next. Skagway's police chief of 16 years says he's resigned at the request of the municipality. Ray Leggett told KHNS that he was asked to resign on Tuesday. The municipality has confirmed Leggett is no longer employed, but so far has refused to say more. Borough Manager Brad Ryan will serve as the department head until the borough finds a replacement. Leggett has been a fixture of Skagway's 11-person department since he was hired in 2004, but his tenure has been rocky after the Alaska Police Standards Council revoked his police certificate in 2017. The council censured him after he reportedly interfered in a Haines police investigation of his son. He was able to remain as the department's administrative head. Leggett says he will retire from public service. He is also the pastor at Lifelink Fellowship Church. Weekly services are on Saturday evenings via Zoom. The municipality would not immediately disclose the former police chief's annual salary. An open records request filed on Wednesday by KHNS is pending. The Haynesboro Swimming Pool has a new manager. A hiring committee made up of different stakeholders and users selected Haines resident Amanda Painter for the position. As KHNS's Henry Leisher reports, that means the pool is one step closer to reopening.
The Haynesboro Swimming Pool has been closed since March due to a variety of factors. Initially, the borough closed it due to concerns about the spread of COVID-19. Then the pool was drained for repairs. In June, staff were temporarily laid off as a cost-saving measure, with plans to reopen the pool in September. But the reopening was delayed after the former pool manager decided not to return to her position. According to Borough Clerk Aleka Fullerton, Amanda Painter completed her pool operator certification over the weekend. She is working towards reopening the facility. Haines Dolphins swim team president Rich Chapel says he will be working with Painter this week to develop a team operation plan to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. That could change the way practices are conducted. Chapel says that there are currently no plans to travel to swim meets outside of Haines, but they could still compete in time trial competitions. Meanwhile, the swim team has found several assistant coaches, but they are still looking to hire a head coach. Those who are interested in applying for the job can find out more at HainesDolphins.org. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Southeast residents may be in for a visual treat this week. Expect to see displays of the Aurora Borealis, or Northern Lights, because of the sun's activity and a rare Southeast Alaska weather forecast of clear skies overnight. How is the aurora created? Think of a neon light. When you plug it in, the electricity excites the gases inside the tube.
They really are the same processes that happen in the neon sign or happen in the aurora. The aurora is just bigger.
That's Donald Hampton, a research associate professor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute. Charged particles from the sun collide with the Earth's atmosphere and create the green and sometimes red and white patterns that dance across the sky.
What we have right now is what's called a coronal hole, and what comes out of that is usually a stream of sort of faster particles that come out. It's called a high-speed stream fairly often. That's usually fairly stationary on the sun, and of course the sun rotates every 27 days, so we're kind of expecting the same thing to happen here at the end of October, and that's why the forecast is showing some pretty good signs for aurora.
Hampton says it's difficult to predict how long the display will last, how intense it will be, and where it will be visible. But he says it'll likely last several days and be visible overhead to Anchorage residents. Southeast residents should look to the northern horizon after 10 o'clock at night. Juneau's COVID-19 risk level went back to high yesterday as case numbers continued to rise. That means city facilities will close Wednesday and bars and restaurants will be under capacity restrictions. During a community update yesterday, City Manager Rory Watt said the community's case rate is concerning.
It is a combination of quite a few cases in unsheltered and general population, and in some senses, weakness in our information about the origin of some of these cases and the likelihood of further transmission.
Last time case numbers spiked in the community, bars had to close. That will not happen this time. Instead, just like restaurants, they will be required to maintain 6 feet of distance between customers and keep a contact list of all patrons. Both are restricted to 50% capacity indoors. The public libraries, Treadwell Ice Arena, and the Juno Douglas City Museum is closed as of today. The libraries will still offer curbside service. The Diamond Park Aquatic Center and Augustus Brown Pool are also closed but will reopen on Monday for appointments only. People arriving at the Juneau International Airport from other communities in the state, where there are also high case counts, will be encouraged to get tested and quarantine. Watt says everyone should be wearing masks in public and continue limiting their social interactions. Meanwhile, 62 people who are currently unsheltered have tested positive for the virus in recent weeks. 40 of those cases are active. The Glory Hall Homeless Shelter is closed for day services and has put up some people in hotel rooms. Staff are still offering meals for pickup. The city's warming shelter at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center remains open. Centennial Hall is also open to provide isolation and quarantine for people who need it. About 9 people are in isolation there now. That's it for your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. We had help with the cast tonight from Matt Miller and Adeline Baxter. More at our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.